This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Well, thank goodness we finally got an answer to who's left, as in who's left for the Canadian government to subsidize. In other words, to give your tax dollars to. As reported by iPolitics.ca, the Canadian Association of Stand-Up Comedians is lobbying the federal government to recognize stand-up comedy as an art form to allow the performers to apply for touring grants and album creation grants, courtesy of the taxpayers. Hey, maybe the feds can run the program like they do the new newspapers and media payoffs. Media subsidies. They put together a panel of like-minded groups who embody liberal values. Maybe they're even anti-conservative party, like Unifor, who sits on the group deciding which media outlets get the money. But the new group can decide if the comedy's up to their standards. In other words, the comedians better steer clear of a massive range of politically incorrect subjects. I mean, can you imagine the outcry if one of the comedians who received a grant told a joke that was even mildly controversial? Come on, there'd be no room for quips like Jay Leno's. According to Time magazine, global warming is 33% worse than we thought. You know what that means? Al Gore, David Suzuki, Catherine McKenna are one-third more annoying than we thought. Well, you can substitute whatever name you'd like, but that's not going to fly. You can kiss goodbye anything even remotely pointing to a group. I mean, nowadays, everybody seems to be offended by something. But what's incredible when you consider the ever-growing list of groups on the other end of government handouts is that it seems most people think there's something called government money. It's obviously a newsflash for some, but there is only taxpayers' money. Governments don't earn money, and it can only spend money once it's taken from somebody else who first had to earn it. The government is going to dole out $338 billion this year in spending, all of which is collected from individual and businesses, other than the $20 billion or so in deficit this coming fiscal year, nearly $24 billion next fiscal year, which goes on to, what, $700 billion plus in federal debt to be paid by future taxpayers. So now, who's next in line? My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.